Welcome back to the Celtic Students Podcast.
Det med det hold er donne med det vidt eile baden resonek podcastu kevredigis ar studierien Celtic.
As in Season 1, each episode of Season 2 will consist of a chat with academics, professionals, students and community members about their jobs and passions, always focusing on the Celtic languages and cultures.
I wanted to look at medieval Irish texts from the perspective of bilingualism and code switching.
Episodes will be in English or in a Celtic language.
Cain uam, Carmen Kesha, Earth's Inish. Cain uam a yen ha, dumbled gar wool to le cat, like a scratch to a giri kajuki an cat. Hoot.
Could you even figure you could joke? Could you?
Yeah, could you? Chin of Akagam so homa. But Kikli could dig a machin, just dear Tushkinian and Kulagana Ella Nafumish and Agus Glusha Majid. Oh, Ogrini Ella. Come on, Tokalish and a sampleation, Lerig Shek, come on, and with the Thai guest, Garud, Nav Ifago, not Vanamin to in Ijikas Nuskulia, no not Vanamin to Sashapil, no not Vanamin to in Archki Ifago, that nobody enemy to, oh, maybe she exudes the sail.
You will also have the opportunity to listen to a few bilingual episodes, and we hope that this allows all of you to enjoy the podcast, regardless of your language skills.
I'm a liaisforth, like Hannah. Some people, there's lots of ways you can be a bard. Mainly, it's doing something wonderful for Cornwall. One of the ways you can be a bard is by studying the Cornish language and working to enhance and spread the word of the Cornish language, and a lot of bards have come to the Gorseth that way.
As Tammy Lort Gilg is Tammy Michiolada as a Renadan, yes. So Tammy Fiavanra de Veon Show, I'm very happy to be here.
You know, as I was saying earlier about how a language really gives you a new window onto the world, and you know, it's not just what you say, but how you say it, and if you're thinking in English with the verb fear, you say I am afraid, so you are something, and in Welsh you say my ofn arnai, so fear is on me.
My father would say, he'd respond to the question came in a hash of, well, have me here to go fat na hunger, you know, I'm on the go. And I realize again these are sort of unique. It may not maybe specific to Nova Scotia, but perhaps there are examples of this in Scotland.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to share and let us know what you think on Twitter or Facebook at Celtic Students.